This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jennifer Horn in her heyday. This is Jennifer Horn. Doug Steffen, I'm still in my heyday, too. On the Good Day program, we bring you discussions of the good, the bad, the ugly, mostly the good, though. I'd like to think there's more good in humanity than not. So that becomes the overriding principle, the overlying, what's the word I'm looking for?
The overriding principle, truth? I don't know. What are you looking for?
Well,
sounds like.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'm just thinking of all the good stuff. The overriding mission of this program is to bring you up to date on,
there you go,
on good things. Yeah, thank you. For example, researchers have demonstrated how carbon dioxide can be captured from industrial processes and sometimes even directly from the air, transformed thus into clean, sustainable fuel that comes from the energy of the sun, which is how all of the energy, when you get right down to brass tacks, this is something else I've been kind of on an Al Gore toot today, or maybe last couple of days, talking about some of the things, the airplane that's going to be electric that won't have any consequences. Well, they all have consequences one way or another. What we mean when you're talking about not having consequences, there isn't bad stuff put into the air, at least from the plane. But what does it take to make the plane? What kind of energy is used and what kind of tools are used to make the cars, the battery-powered cars, or the battery-powered trucks, or the battery-powered train, or the battery-powered plane, right?
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, it's all part of what happens when you react, you change. If you learned this in chemistry in high school, you realize that all this stuff, there's a reaction, and chemicals change their form, and one is combined with another, yada, yada, yada. But there is a lot of focus on plastic waste, which I think is appropriate. I think we have way too much plastic waste stuff that is not convertible to much of anything else. You can chop it up. I know my friend Libman, Robert Libman, has the Libman Company out in Illinois, and all of the things that they use, the household tools that you have in your home, the stuff you use to wash the dishes or mop the floor or sweep up or whatever, all those things come from plastic. He buys 90 truckloads of this stuff, Jennifer,
wow,
at a time. All of the plastic bottles that are recycled are chopped up into little teeny pieces, and he uses that. That's all he uses. Doesn't use anything new. It's all recycled plastic. And I don't know whether they say that on the container. You know what I'm talking about. Libman, right? You see him in all the stores.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether it says on the label that it has, you know, all of the...
I bet it does.
Recycled plastic. I think so. Probably does. Anyway, so this new process to pull CO2 from the air and also plastic waste is all powered by solar power. Now, that to me is the clean. That and wind power and water power are the cleanest of all of the. There's no negative impact other than, well, I suppose maybe there is. When it comes
birds.
To, you can find the birds get wiped out.
Yeah, the birds aren't excited about wind power.
No. Well, the other side
they're
of the
like,
solar.
Oh, something shy.
Yeah, boom. Right. Oh, see you later.
Poor little birds.
The solar thing, after 10 or 12 years, those panels begin to decay. And then there are people who say, well, what do we do with what's left, whatever that stuff is? And there's a question there that has not been solved yet particularly well. It's sort of from the same department. Here, I started out with a good story, and now I'm telling you why all this is bad. The battery stuff that comes from electric cars and everything is powered with electricity, like your battery flashlight, right, or your toothbrush or whatever that you have that is battery-powered. What happens to those batteries when you take them and throw them into the rubbish? Where do you think they go?
The landfill.
Yeah. And then what happens to them? They begin to melt, and that stuff seeps into the soil. So we have, through that activity, we have denigrated the quality of the soil. Wait a minute. Didn't I start this to...
With good
story
news.
Was supposed
yeah.
to be good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, it was the photosynthetic...
So far now we're killing birds and poisoning people with
yeah,
batteries.
Right.
What else you got?
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Yeah. What else have I got? I don't know. I just... I guess I got to think about the airplane and all of the things that we are being sold. And so maybe I shouldn't be that excited because we're being sold a bill of goods. Okay, well, I guess so much for that news story, that good news story. Here's something. All right, let's, as long as we're going down this path, the Registry of Motor Vehicles here in Massachusetts. We always like that. When you're here, we talk about California stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about Massachusetts stuff because I'm here. And so... the 1st of July, we'll see longer lines at the Registry of Motor Vehicles here.
Well, that sounds great, because they were not long enough to begin with.
Right, exactly. This is one of the most horrible departments in the state. But the reason they're going to change is because of a new act, a new law called the Work and Family Mobility Act, which, don't you love these names for various new laws? This law, and this is where I get off the ship here, allows undocumented aliens to get driver's licenses here.
Nice.
So the state, to prep for this new group of drivers, they have hired new staff. They have offered new hours, and they're publishing material in 15 languages. So at what point have we gone off the deep end when it comes to this? And people say, well, you're pretty intolerant if you don't think we should publish the information. No, you know what? I guess I am, because English is our language. You want to come here? Do I sound like some crusty old fart? Learn the language. That's what I think ought to be part of. You want to assimilate into our society?
Were you wanting me to answer that question?
Well, there's an answer to it, whether we like the answer.
Yeah, the one that we said you sound like a crusty old fart.
Oh.
I didn't know if you actually wanted me to answer that.
Sure, why not? Help yourself. Let's have at it. Yes. Do I sound like a crusty old fart?
No.
I say... They're going to expand. Hey, the Registry of Motor Vehicles has sucked in Massachusetts for decades. Now, all of a sudden, because we want to take care of people who shouldn't be here in the first place, we're going to make it easier for them to get licenses, even though they don't have any status. We're going to pay the taxpayer for new people. Why didn't they do this before when the lines were out the door?
It takes undocumented. You're no fun. Come on, the more the merrier.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Am I the only one who has any common sense, or is that not considered
common sense? I scream about this stuff in California, too. It seems like nobody hears it, but it's just, it's
Hello.
Ridiculous.
My microphone on?
I know.
My microphone, yeah, okay. Under this law, undocumented state residents will be able to get licensed under the same standards that everybody else has.
Yeah, and then get this. So in California, everybody who gets a license is automatically registered to vote. So you can't tell me that there's not some crazy shenanigan funny business. Whoopsie, oh, we registered some illegal immigrants to vote while we gave them their driver's license. Whoops. Sorry.
Well, a lot of the same sort of stuff happens in California as happens in Massachusetts. It's like New York, Massachusetts, California, maybe Washington.
Well, here's what happens, is that the rest of the country goes, oh, that's just crazy California. That could never happen here.
Right.
They roll it out in these places like California and Massachusetts and New York. They see how it goes. And they see if people fight back. And then if people don't fight back, guess what the rest of the country gets?
Well, and the former governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, vetoed this when it was passed. He's no longer the governor. There's a lady named Maura Healey who's the governor now, and so this now get put back on the front burner. But the they blame the Republicans, you know, all the bad Republicans for doing this, for keeping these people from having their just desserts. They don't deserve to have a license unless they're citizens of the country, or at least have a green card. Ay, ay, ay. All right, speaking about Massachusetts and Connecticut, good, Doug, try this, take two. Massachusetts and California, what do we have in common? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. came from the Bay State, father was Robert F. Kennedy Sr., that's how it works. He was a presidential candidate, attorney general, brother of JFK. So the kid is 69 now, which is kind of a mind blower in and of itself. He's an activist. A lot of people say he's going to be a problem for the vax crowd. I don't think he's going to be a problem. He's just trying to tell a story about what maybe is needed and what isn't. But this guy is getting a lot of attention and getting a lot of traction, and he's going to be a real headache for Bob Biden. Good luck.
For
Joe Biden.
You know, I was looking at him the other day. He's pretty dang handsome.
He's like a Kennedy.
Yeah, and this is the thing that this is how I know I'm getting older. When I look at him, you know, at first it was when I was looking at the media, whatever, at some point. And I was like, oh, wow, who's that? And it was Justin Bieber's dad. And so then that was like my first foray into, wow, you must be getting older because Justin Bieber's dad looks more attractive to you than, like, you know, little child Justin Bieber. Mm. And now I'm looking at Robert F. Kennedy Jr. going, he's not bad. He's pretty handsome, actually.
Yeah, well, he looks like a Kennedy, sounds like a Kennedy, he was a quack like a duck, walk like a duck, must be a duck. So
I can't say that I'm as excited about him. I've met him. I think he's a really nice person, and I think that he stands for some great stuff. You know, I welcome Democrats who are brave enough to stand for free speech and for choice when it comes
to big of you.
Issues and stuff. I'm sorry?
I said that's big of you. Thank you.
I know. I appreciate it. Look, hey, we all speak from our own perspectives, right?
That's true.
So I appreciate what he's doing, and I think it's interesting how people are like, especially conservatives, are like, wow, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., because he's like a sensible Democrat, because we haven't had one in such a long time. It's very telling. So I appreciate his position. I do think that he's going to go wild with the green stuff. He is not conservative when it comes to environmental issues. And so that concerns me about him. But, you know, the more Biden ignores him, the more powerful he seems to get. So it'll be interesting to see if they ever have to force the hand.
There has to be some counter to Joe Biden. He's just not with it. He's not a good president.
No.
He just is not long.
Did you hear when he said God save the Queen on Friday after he left his speech?
Check, please. 18 after the hour.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off SuperPaint products and SuperDeck stains June 16th through the 26th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-336-0167. 800-336-0167. That's 800-336-0167. Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, checking out our social media, what people are talking about. There is always a check-in. We're asking people each day to kind of, as you get started and you're looking around and you're connected to us at facebook.com/Good Day Show, or maybe it's Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter Good Day On Air, and then there's our website as well. So what stories have you paid attention to in the last few days? If I said that to you, Jennifer, what would you say? Your insight, please, into what the most important story is or isn't, perhaps.
Well, of course, I'm always paying attention to the Trump indictment stuff, the Biden family scandal with the $5 million bribes. The submarine has been a huge one, that one that's been lost. I've been paying a lot of attention to that. And because I'm local to L.A., over the last few days, there was a big protest at Dodger Stadium because they honored the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. So,
What's that?
The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are a group of trans activists, but they dress up like nuns and they gyrate on crosses. And so it's pretty blasphemous. I mean, they do raise money for charity, so I'll say that. But they do it in a way that is pretty darn offensive to, like, Catholics, Christians, pretty much anybody with a pulse. If you looked at what they're doing, it's kind of offensive. Mm.
All right, Jay says that he is concerned or is interested in the poor performance of government agencies. Yeah, me too, sir.
Hello.
Kind of an across-the-board sort of thing. Greg Donahue says Blinken's trip to China was an apparent flop. You know what? I didn't really pay any attention after he also listened to Brett Baer in his interview with Trump the other day. He's on. Did you see where he was? You actually came up a great deal on the Talkers Heavy 100 list. I think you're what? You were 99 last year. I think you're 59 this year.
I was 67 this year. But I was, well, I wasn't 99 last year. I think I was 88. Like, I was the last couple of years. So moving my way up. But that was very sweet. I need to call Michael Harrison and tell him thank you. It was a great honor.
Bear is number five on the list, I think, now. And he's been around for what?
Are you thinking about Brian Kilmeade?
I mean, Kilmeade, sorry. Yes, right. Yeah. Yeah, and that's, I always, and it's interesting because I confuse the two of them all the time. I don't know Bear, never met him, but I certainly know Brian. So, I don't know why.
Brett Bear, to me, is one of the more serious journalists, I think, that we have, at least in the attempt of being serious these days in cable news. I think he does a really good job. I think he tries to be fair.
See, I don't think Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, Brian Kilmeade, I absolutely love. And I have to say, as much as he's great on Fox and Friends, and I love him on that show, he's really a good radio guy, too. It's unusual when people can be good TV and
both radio
people.
And TV. Right.
Yeah, he does it really well.
Rush couldn't do it. Rush was horrible on TV. Didn't last. He had two or three attempts at doing something that didn't work. He was a radio guy. And most of the radio, as you're suggesting, that stuff doesn't translate well onto television. But I will tell you that in terms of what you just said about being serious, I think that old WGN, now the new Net News, whatever they call it. What do they call it?
News Nation,
thank you. I
think you're
that,
a fan.
Fabulous, yeah, right.
I saw you wearing, like, memorabilia. You were wearing, like, a hat or something.
I had a hat and a shirt that was sent to me by the fellow that runs it because he heard that I talked about it a lot on the air, and I do because I think they're good. Okay, let's see here. Good morning from Mississippi. Yes, how do you do, Mississippi? Terry says you're not happy with the communication, China and the back and forth with Taiwan being independent.
Yeah.
We should be concerned. I think we are concerned, Terry, but maybe you haven't been paying attention. But we're quite concerned about what's going on the Chinese, and I'm more concerned about what the Chinese have done, and we're asleep as to what they did in Cuba, frankly. 28 past the hour.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
The waves were muddy and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The search continues for a missing vessel used to explore the Titanic, but there may be some hope. According to an internal government memo, crews searching for the vessel carrying 5 people say they heard banging sounds in 30-minute intervals yesterday. It's unknown when the noises were heard or for how long. It's believed the submersible has less than 30 hours of breathable air left. Search efforts are focused on about 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Water rescue expert Butch Hendricks says the rescue effort is no easy task because the sub appears to have no technology to signal its location on board.
There's no emergency deploy beacons that can tell you where it is. There's no beacon or emergency transmitter on it itself.
One possibility is that the submersible has become entangled on debris from Titanic. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
Yoda says hello.
Hello.
Yoda. Hello, does Yoda.
Yes. That's good. Yes, he does. Says it just like that. Jennifer Horn here and Doug Steffen making a valiant attempt at bringing you up to date what's going on. And our conversation includes our thoughts about the things that are happening here, there, and everywhere. It's like an absolute law that Doug and Jennifer and Jay, at every turn, at every challenge, have no fear. You encounter our gifts of wisdom and light. Very valuable, don't you think, Jennifer? Did you ever really look upon this? Yes, this is causal conversation. I like that. I think that's, instead of more stimulating conversation, let's call it causal conversation. You can use that on KRLA.
You up there?
Excuse me. I get that way. Okay. So, we have not fallen from grace here. We haven't fallen from Jennifer. We haven't fallen from Jay. We are here to do where we've shown up to do our best at bringing you up to date on what's going on in Florida. For example, a deputy and a resident are lucky to be alive after they were sucked into a drainage pipe. How'd you like this to be your story? A flood, a torrential downpour. The deputies on duty there, a fellow named William Hollingsworth, who was the sheriff's deputy, spotted a motorist who was stranded after getting caught in this big, heavy storm. Mm-hmm. Water was rising. He said at one point he got out of his patrol car to approach this person who was trapped in the water. As he approached, he saw the citizen go under the water, and then he jumped in. Wasn't worried about his own safety. He's trying to save this woman. So both of them were sucked into this drainage pipe, and they traveled 100 feet, Jennifer, underwater for almost a minute, going under the highway in sewerage. It's a four-lane road. They emerged on the other side of the road, but you can see the video.
They found the chicken when they were over there.
Now, listen, he was trying to catch his breath as he was trying. The woman was in shock. Can you blanking believe what happened? It's the first thing he said. And the motorist said, "I almost died." Deputy and the resident were seen on the body camera as
he
went.
And you know, the cops get a bad rap, but here's a cop mm-hmm. who jumps in to help this woman and goes for a sewage cruise. I mean, come on.
This is an area where there have been a number of tornadoes and a number of, you know, problems with the water and trees falling and all that stuff, severe thunderstorms hammering parts of the state over the weekend. So, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at the weather now. Thunderstorms are likely to, through the balance of the week, from Arkansas down to the Florida Panhandle. And this is the time of year where this stuff happens. It just does, springtime. And it kind of miraculously goes away once we get into summertime. I don't know what the weather patterns change a little bit. But have you noticed more, because we were talking about La Nina and El Nino. This is an El Nino year.
Right.
And so, from Mississippi to Alabama to Florida, there'll be a lot more of these events. Tornadoes, severe thunderstorms. But just imagine, put yourself in that position, getting sucked into, right?
Ooh, it's a hard pass for me. If I had a choice, I'd like to avoid.
Yep. All right, let's talk about Donald Trump.
There are definitely other things I'd like to do besides ride in some sewage.
Ride in the sewer. The federal judge who issued a protective order barring Trump and his attorneys from disclosing evidence in the documents case that we're sort of all wrapped up in. What's more, the order stipulates that Trump can only view evidence in the case if he's being supervised. Who's going to supervise him? What's the story behind the story? That's You're always weird. Up on all of these things.
I don't know who's going to supervise them. Maybe somebody from the court. You get why the judge has to say don't disclose evidence, because Trump wants to talk about this.
And of course
you want to protect items of the case. You want to
protect his own worst enemy when it comes to this, because the more he talks, the more it can be used against him.
Yeah, so they don't want him to talk more about it. I get that. The overseeing of evidence, though, come on. If these were his own documents, what is the point? He's already seen them. He knows them. I can't imagine that he's going to be reviewing a lot of the evidence without his lawyers anyway, but who's the official person that is going to be watching over? I don't know about that.
Yeah. Who's watching over him? Okay, Bad Vlad is in the news today. Surprise, surprise. But it's not for the invasion of Yugoslavia. A lot of people have not heard this story yet. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, is pursuing enemies all around the world. He has his intelligence operatives going across the world, including coming to the United States to kill an informant. Do you see this?
I did.
This is, huh? What the heck This guy's in Miami.
Some guy living in Florida. Watch out.
Yeah. So the Russians, so I suppose they have their fake passports, right? And they get in. They can do whatever they want. This is something. The fellow's name is Mark. Let's see how I do with this, Jennifer. You ready? Polymeropoulos. His name is Mark Polymeropoulos. Okay, anyway. He saw operations in Europe.
Now, I saw Alexander Potoyev. That's different?
Yes. No, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You're like, that's the guy who wrote the story.
Potoyev. Right. Yeah. Polymeropoulos. Yeah, right. I get the two of them confused. Anyway. This has been going on here for a number of years, apparently. They've had people looking around. So you wonder how many people just drop off the face of the earth and, you know, what's happened to them?
Well, and how many of them are here? I mean, this guy's just hanging out in Florida.
Right.
Vladimir Putin finds out about it and then sets up an assassination order to try to get him because now he's an American spy. They turned him.
Yeah. They're good for us, I guess, right?
Yes. Definitely we're winning when we've got the goons from Russia coming to assassinate our people.
Right. Yep, here we go. Okay, now, here is the story of all these letters with suspicious white powder. Remember anthrax from, what, 10? How long ago was that, 15 years ago?
Oh, gosh, wasn't that, I mean, after 9/11 there was an anthrax scare. They've come and gone a few times.
Yeah. Right. Well, here's another one for you to chew on. FBI and multiple state agencies investigating dozens of letters containing this suspicious white powder were sent to members of the state legislature in Kansas. So the Kansas Bureau of Investigation looking at 80 different letters that had come in. And let's see here. The substance was tested. And they can't figure out what it is. They don't know whether it's a bio.
Is it just?
They don't know. It apparently is not anthrax. It could just be, you know, it could be baking powder. And then they send it along.
Sugar.
Cryptic. And they just say, okay, we're going to get you. And they look at them, open it up, and if you don't change your vote, you're going to get more of this.
Well, it is unnerving, I would think, to open up an envelope and have some powder poof out at you.
Mm-hmm. You think?
Yeah.
Powder poop. There's the bear. You're in the bear department now. We have some bear attacks to talk about. Yep, this is the time of year.
Do you need when bears attack?
Steven Jackson sitting in a chair in his camp in Prescott, Arizona, gets approached by a black bear. It sounds like a black bear comes into a bar. But no. This is serious because this guy was attacked by the bear and it killed him.
Hey, did you hear about the three-legged cat who was sitting at the bar? Bartender says, can I help you? Cat says, looking for the guy who shot my paw.
There you go.
Get it? Three-legged cat.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Did your father tell you that? That sounds like a joke that would come from your father.
It is a dad joke, but no, he did not. He was not responsible for that.
Okay. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back to the 66-year-old Tucson guy who was building a cabin in a remote area. And this is north of Phoenix. Neighbors heard him screaming. So if he's in a remote area, where do the neighbors come from, I guess would be the question.
Must have had a loud scream.
Yeah.
People in Phoenix heard him.
Yeah. Neighbors attempted to scare off the bear by yelling, honking their horns, chasing the guy around. They tried to get him, but they didn't get there fast enough. And so here is the end of this guy just sitting on his porch. Ugh. What a horrible ending. You know, they go.
Wait a second. So the bear actually ate the guy?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yep.
And how often does that happen? Aren't you supposed to like be big and hulking and scare the bear away?
Well, I think you can do that. Sometimes you can punch the bear in the nose if you can get to him with the claws. Have you ever seen the claws of a bear?
Not
when they get a hold of you, they just rip you apart.
Ugh, God.
So anyway, this guy was dead. But one of the neighbors had a shotgun. They killed the bear after he killed this guy. And so one of the things that's going on now, and you need to be aware of this, all over the country, there are a lot of bears that are like foxes and like coyotes and like pretty much everything else is being pushed back from their habitat by development.
They're hungry and disoriented.
Yeah, right, exactly. So they go after, you know, I have to take care. A lot of coyotes come to my farm, want to kill the chickens or kill calves or kill whatever they can kill because they haven't got anything to eat. And so the predators prevail to a point. And the good thing about the bear, I guess it wasn't sick, but it was hungry. So, you know, this guy's having lunch on his porch. The bear comes along, bing, bang, boom, that's the end of that.
You know what else is mean, and I don't think I realize skunks are mean?
Ah, skunks are horrible.
Skunks will kill chickens and all kinds of stuff.
Anything, yeah. You remember what happened to me with when Daisy was first new to me in 2018. We were on the farm, we were walking around, we have a nightly walk. Mm-hmm. And so she chases the cats, she chases everybody around, then when she catches them, she doesn't know what to do with them. She chases them.
She just wanted to get them.
So she sees this movement. It was dusk, and I couldn't see what it was, but there was something moving in the shed. She takes off after it, and next thing I know, I hear this skunk sprays Daisy, and I go over to try to get her away from it. The skunk sprays me. Do you remember that story? It was everything. It took me almost a month to clear off, to get the smell off of my...
And it's the world's most awful smell.
Awful. Awful, awful, awful. Yep. All right. Well, listen, I have a moment of silence for this guy and think on what, you know, I suppose it can happen to anybody under the circumstances as things change. Rolling along into 48 after the hour now.
Smell you later.
Right, yeah.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
After the hour, time for a visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. He's been visiting with us for a long time. I like it when he visits with me because then I can get some of the things that he's been focusing on as we try to improve your health, modifying your nutrition, learn about the evils of processing and refined foods, right? All of this stuff. Don't eat too much. It's like the warning, natural foods are the best, what's picked and harvested. This time of year we're getting fresh, well, hard time around here getting fresh strawberries because of the late frost. But there are other things that are coming in. I find it very gratifying to be in the farm, food, and family business at this time of year. So anyway, you can check out Jack every week. The program that's heard on many of these same stations over the weekend, plus the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Dr. Jack, brought to us by the folks who are responsible for helping you lose weight the safe way. That would be Calitrim. They're here, they're there, they're everywhere, and you get great bargains. Buy a 4-month supply using the discount code Doug. You get 4 months free with 4 months of the product at $279 at toploss.com. Just use the code Doug. Okay, so I see that there's a report on yoga, Jack, and the report suggests that it being yoga, can help cancer patients cut the risk of the spread of the disease. If you have a twice-a-week yoga practice session, then you're likely to be less likely to get cancer. And if you have cancer, it supposedly helps the cancer from returning. There are 18 million people every year who develop cancer. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yes.
Huh. Well, it's the food. Yes. It's our, yeah, I guess it isn't our environment.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, right. So that's a bit of interesting news. You're always talking about various vitamins, what we need to put into our body to make ourselves healthier than we are. It's not processed foods. I noticed something about your brain health, our brain, all of us. And the way to make sure we have a healthy brain is to eat food that is spoiled. Can I put it that way? Spoiled food?
Fermented is a better word.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, fermented food, spoiled food, whatever. You say potato, I say potato. So, but, you know, before the refrigeration, people drank fermented milk all the time. That's what yogurt is, right?
Well, yes. Yeah. That's one of the ways in which they would preserve foods. They'd either salt the meats, or they would ferment the grains before they made the bread, or they would ferment the vegetables that would allow them to last for several days, if not weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Fermenting is just digestion. And so these foods would be partially digested through the fermentation process. Sauerkraut being one of the most common of all.
You like sauerkraut?
I love sauerkraut.
That's yeah, that's right. You used to tell me you had it on your cereal or something crazy like that. Right?
Not exactly my cereal, but I would eat sauerkraut for breakfast. Because sauerkraut contains an amino acid called choline that is absolutely vital for the production of acetylcholine, which is necessary for muscle control, circadian rhythm with sleep, with memory, and the ability to get up and move across the room.
Doesn't standard process have something that is acetyl something or other? Do I remember
seeing
that?
Yeah, choline. They have a choline product.
Yeah.
That's absolutely necessary for muscle contraction, brain.
So is that sauerkraut stuff? You take this?
No. It's derived from a different source.
Oh.
But sauerkraut is so easy to get. You just want to make your own. And there's some great videos on YouTube as to how to make your own. You just want to try to make sure the cabbage. Cabbage. Because cabbage, regardless of how it has been processed, before the cabbage reaches the grocery store, it's covered with a kind of bacteria that actually Mother Nature has made to preserve the cabbage.
All right,
and so let's cut the cabbage up.
Yeah,
if you just cut it up and just go ahead.
No, I'm getting the sauerkraut part of it, but when you get down to brass tacks, maybe it's because our taste buds have been developed around sugar and sweet stuff.
Yes,
but I'm having some yogurt right now. As a matter of fact, yogurt's okay, but some of the kefir and kombucha, however you say it, some of that stuff tastes
like
poison.
They've got to be tangy. And including the yogurt. The yogurt's got to have a slight tang to your tongue.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.